Thanks for coming out. It's quite cozy. Glad you guys could make it. I'm going to try to shoot for a smaller room next year. I think there's like a closet around the corner we could probably pack out. All right, well, thanks for coming out. My name is Johnny Long. It's a real pleasure to be here. This conference is like home to me now. So you guys rock. Thanks for coming out. This is Hacking Hollywood. Let me give you a little bit of insight for those of you that don't know who I am. This is my resume right here. This is about as close as I'm going to get to like a PhD, something like that. Thank you very much. First of all, the Christian thing. Some of you know that. The hacker thing. That's what I do for a living. That's fun. Enjoy that. I am a pirate by blood, direct descendant of Sir Henry Morgan, who, as I told some people yesterday, wasn't really a pirate. He was a privateer. And that whole thing he did in Jamaica was a mistake. It was more of a communications issue than anything. He just didn't know the war was over. I'm related to that guy. My family and I are actually taking Bujinkan Budo Taijutsu, which is the unarmed combat method of the ninja, one of the many schools of ninjutsu. So I'm working on the ninja title. So pretty much I'm going to have my business card be like Johnny Long, penetration specialist, hacker, pirate, ninja. And I can forget that whole PhD thing. It's just kind of lame at that point. And then, of course, author by brute force, generating as many words as humanly possible to see how many will get picked up and actually printed, and some did. So that worked out pretty well. All right, just a quick, the thing that I'm sponsoring this year, I'm sponsoring a group called InvisibleChildren.com. It's supporting a bunch of kids that are disappearing, tens of thousands of kids that are disappearing in northern Uganda. They're getting picked up to be soldiers in the militia in Uganda. And it's just created this just unbelievable condition in Uganda that's just, I mean, you guys just wouldn't believe it. So what I'm doing is I'm taking my Amazon Associates proceeds and we're supporting this group. All the proceeds go to this group to actually help orphans and widows and families that are affected by this, to actually try to get them some food, to get them some shelter, all that. So if you go to my website, I have links to Amazon. If you buy stuff through Amazon, click through my site, you can help out a charity. So thank you. All right, this, none of you are going to be able to read this, but that's okay. It's a thing I did for the lawyers. These are the various movies and made-for-TV specials that I'm going to be abusing for the next hour. And let me just give you an idea of what we're doing here. How many of you have seen a movie that just got technology wrong? Anybody? All right. So I was watching movies and I was thinking to myself, okay, what's like the easiest no-brainer way to get a talk generated by doing the least amount of work and having fun doing what I do anyway? So I was like, well, I could make this talk about, you know, movies that talk about security, and I could spend an hour making fun of them. It's like, wow, that'd be pretty fun. So I got like 3/4 of the way through the talk and I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, this just really sucks. It was terrible because basically like every joke that I used, somebody else had already used. I mean, I can't come up with a new joke, you know, for some of these movies because they've been so utterly abused. So what I did is I flipped it around, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to prove to you guys that actually Hollywood has it all figured out, and that it's you people in the security community that are really screwed up in the head, all right? So now, this is going to require some audience participation, so we're going to have some voting that's going to be done. Now, by the end of this talk, I hope to have proven to you that it's Hollywood that's lead, and it's you all that are lame. So let's start. This is the first thing. I'm going to need you all to say this together with some energy. Can I hear a lead?
Lead.
Very nice. And the counterpart? Lame.
Lame.
All right, very nice. All right, let's get started. This section is called The Good Guys, and this describes like the Fed presence, all right? And this is a great quote to open up this section here. U.S. Cyberspace Force, he shouted from the keyboard, freeze. Now, I mean, first of all, there's the obvious problem that he's shouting from the keyboard. Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, he didn't even use caps lock, that's right. pretty sure he doesn't even have a microphone set up, but somewhere in cyberspace, a hacker's blood ran cold. How many people read this book? Anyone? Sorry. Okay. First of all, let's start with this quote. I'm going to get the legal warrants from E-Court. So how many of you that are feds in the audience have gotten your warrants from E-Court? Anyone? Anyone? Okay. This is just to let you know, Hollywood's got this figured out. Here is ecourt.org. This is... this is where you go to get your warrants. It's a little section up the top there, legal forms. You go there. All right. How about this one? Now, this is a problem when you start messing around with your e-warrants, especially when you time jump them. I mean, time jumping an e-warrant is a very dangerous thing. Dennehy here actually offers a skin transplant for doing that. It's such a bad thing. So anybody ever time jump their e-warrant? Feds out there? I hate when that happens. It's the worst. All right. So anybody know of any good Fed websites? How about the FedSec Security Monitoring homepage? Anybody ever been there? You guys are lame. All right. How about this one? This is the Cyber Space Force, okay? And Jay has one of his first assignments. His group is going to start browsing the online sex ports. How many people have ever... No. We'll just vote on this one. Okay, this is our first vote. So we got to do it with authority. How many people for LEET? Okay, lamers. How many people for LAME? Let me hear it. All right, so as I begin to school you, here is a screenshot. This is me running Nmap. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a stab at which of the ports are the sex ports. Now, I left out a few of them. I was told 6942 is a popular one. Left that one out. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to scan them, okay, because I need to figure out which of the ports are up right before I start browsing them. Okay, so we'll scan them, figure out which ones are online, and then I'm actually going to run links to actually browse the sex ports that are online. So this is how you browse the online sex ports. Guys feeling the education. You thought this was just going to be a fun talk. I'm going to drop some O-Day on you too, so don't worry. All right. Now, as if sex ports aren't bad enough, they're also going to check out the virtual brothels. Judging from the look of you guys, I think some of you have been to those. So I won't ask that. Okay. And we are going to flip to a video clip here. Thanks to A up here for me. Possible. Go ahead, dude. Sorry, that's not a video clip. It just looked like one from a distance because it was so badly edited. Sorry, it was a good test, a test run. A is just up here like flipping switches like crazy. It's like running shotgun. This is awesome. Okay, does anybody know what building this is? Anybody? NSA, very good. Do you know which building? Ops 2. I'm not going to tell you guys which person said that. Yeah. It is the National Security Agency, so here we go, another movie getting it absolutely correct. Good for them. Enemy of the State absolutely rocks. They do a lot of things right in that movie. Here's another one. NSA conducts worldwide surveillance, fax, phone, satellite communication. Can't argue with that. They do it. Now, this time for real is the video clip.
Look, I'm going to get the legal warrants from E-Court.
Time jumping E-1 again.
Legal warrants
E-1.
Legal warrants
E-1 again. Your asses are going to need skin transplants.
Jay, your group should start browsing the online sex ports.
Yeah, tough assignment. Let's not forget the virtual brothels. Brothels.
Sex ports.
Skin transplants.
Boom!
See, I have proof. I have proof this is real. I can't make this stuff up. All right, so We've talked about the good guys a little bit. Let's talk about fashion for a moment, shall we? This is the look. All right. First of all, a few fashion tips for the feds out there. First of all, you've got the stern-looking face. You have the dark Darth helmet, you know, Darth Vader helmet thing with the laser sight and the camera attached. Okay, these are from Game Over and from NetForce. You have the black and white suit. Okay, you got the white shirt, dark suit. Okay, he's pointing the gun. Notice he has the right eye open. This is because he's an American. And he uses the right eye. In England, they actually use the left eye. All right. You know why English people drive on the left side of the road? Anybody? Right, because you wore the sword on the left, right? You had to draw it with your right hand. You had to throw the right leg over the horse. I had a bet I couldn't work that into this talk, so. Some more fashion, here we go, the dark suit, the white shirt, the iPod, I guess that is. This poor fool, though, he's under arrest under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986. Anybody here ever been busted under that? Okay, good. All right, this is Dennehy again. You computer cops make the civil liberties people real uneasy. That's dead on. Hollywood gets it right again. All right, notice this particular Fed has gone for the blue suit and the earth-shattering red tie with the nice little designs. I think that's crap. I don't think any Fed in their right mind would ever wear anything that looks like that. Jim's a good guy. He's always bucking the trends anyway, so figured I'd give him a cameo. All right. Let's go for some more fashion here. The other thing that you want to do is you always want to keep your storage mechanism devices in your underpants. This particular case, it's a floppy. Disk. Now, this is just so 1980s. So let's take a look at the new millennium. In the new millennium, you don't wear the floppies in your underpants. You actually use what's called electronic umbilical data transfer. So you plug it into your belly button. Right? See how that works? It's easier on the underpants. All right. Hacker headgear. I don't see any of you sporting yours, so I guess there's no real hackers in the audience. I expect to see much more headgear at DEF CON, though. So. As you know, headgear is definitely used. Some cases, there's actually hand gear. Anybody tell me what type of hand gear this is? Yeah, it's a Nintendo Power Glove. See, Hollywood knows their stuff. Use the real Power Glove. All right, enemy of the state gets it right because less is more. The hacker actually wears trippy-looking yellow glasses, which is pretty accurate. Little headgear there. So what do you guys think on the issue of headgear? Lead or lame? Lead? All right, absolutely. Here you go. It's worn all the time. A little magnifying thing there. This guy's actually like reprogramming a controller board with like a soldering iron and stuff. So that's like hardcore. So hackers do wear headgear. And notice this one. This looks like it's right out of a Hollywood movie, right? Got the smoke and the green tools. It's pretty nice. All right, so that's the look. Now, when I was going through some of these movies, one of the things that I was really interested in was those screenshots, right? Somebody does technology and you see this like crap flying by the screen. I always wondered what that was. So I spent some time actually figuring out what some of that stuff was. And it turns out that even though it looked a little bit weird, it was all accurate. All right, so I'm gonna prove that to you. All right, first one. Now, say you're a hacker, all right? And you're hacking your way through a system, and you get this, right? Right? It's a tough call. Now, this is something you'd normally see, like, on the IDS, maybe, but the hacker actually saw this, all right? So, which of the buttons do you think you should press? Do you cancel the suspicious activity, or do you allow it? What do you think? Allow? All right. Well, no, you guys are lame. You do an allow 5038NR. Because without the 5038NR, it probably wouldn't work. All right? So there you go. Yeah, it's a trick. It's a ploy. You press allow, and they're actually backwards. All right. How about this one? This is the Thunderhead Technology Meteorological Control System. It's highly classified. I'm not going to leave it up here for very long. Because it's actually an offense to break into the site, but it's the British spelling of offense, so only those that are English can actually get busted by doing anything to the system. Here's another view of the Thunderhead weather technology system. See anything funny with this screen? I mean, there's lots of things, but... Yeah, what's that stuff on the left? Hollywood, California? You know, Lisa Haywood... something or other. Okay, well, I did a little bit of digging, and a couple more places in the movie this sort of crap came up again. All right, this is Code Hunter. How many people have seen Code Hunter? I'm sorry. You're the same guy that read the book, aren't you? I'm sure a lot more people are going to be seeing this movie. But this looks very much like an address. So I thought to myself, I'm like, well, it sort of looks like, I don't know, like a Word file or something that had like addresses in it. And, you know, and this is scrolling by at like 90 frames a second. I mean, this is going by like so fast. And everybody's like, ooh, computer code. So I like stopped it. And I'm like, man, I wonder if that address is real. So I ran a Google Maps against it and found out that not only was that address real, it was actually the address of the talent agency for the actors in the movie. So, like, this thing was so low budget, they used their address book, right, and, like, catted it or typed it to the screen and, like, filmed it. Pretty lame. All right, let's get a vote on this particular screenshot. How many people for elite? Anybody for lame? Okay, you're helping my point. Hollywood has it nailed. Absolutely. As we all know, this was really Nmap, uncredited. Thank you very much. And a very cool SSH exploit, which, if memory serves, when the movie came out, was still in the underground, right? I mean, they filmed this thing, and like, as far as I know, the exploit wasn't even public. So like, Trinity's throwing O'Day. I have no idea what she's doing with the grid nodes, but you know, I've never hacked a power system, so you know, she knows more than I do. This was kind of neat. It's hard to read, but this is from the movie Antitrust. All right. Now, this deserved like a talk in and of itself, because the video surveillance system that they had set up in every hacker's ceiling in the movie would actually record what they were doing on the screen, and on the screen on the right here, you can see they're throwing it to an optical character recognition system. So not only are they videotaping what the hackers are doing, they're getting an OCR feed of it. Pretty lead. I mean, it's harder work than just getting the freaking wiretap, but, you know. It's right. It's right. All right, so this is hard to read. It's a little bit dark. Those of you that can see it, what do you think of this code? This is also from Antitrust. Look all right? It is. Absolutely. It's good code. 100%. What about this? Same movie. Look good? Of course it does. It's Hollywood. How about this one? Nice little LS. This little DF. Show all. Not too bad. Alright. What about this one? Let's just get a vote on this one right out of the gate. Anybody for leet? Anybody for lame? Well, you guys aren't committing as well. You seem unsure. What's the point of my talk again? To prove that Hollywood rocks. What is this? Sure. It's a sniffer dump. Could be TCP dump, right? Look at it. It's got IP addresses, right? Sequence numbers, zeroed out sequence numbers. There's something leet hiding there, right? Not too bad. All right, what about this? What kind of hardware is it? What's the OS? Could be SunOS. Solaris, not sure exactly, but the OS actually matches the hardware. Yeah? It's a step in the right direction. Dancing Buddhas aside, you can see that it's a nice, you know, open desktop. Looks pretty good. All right, what about this one? This is the worm generator tool. This is actually version 1.2. It's a little bit outdated, but... I'm not going to vote on this one. We'll get back to this one. All right. Let's talk about hacker gear for a second, shall we? The first one is this. Anybody tell me what that is? You guys need to go to more like hardware hacking courses. Anyone? I'll show you. It's got a little knob on the back. Does that help? Close. It's a retinal scanner. Is that Uber? Anybody know what the knob does? It's classified. Can't tell you. All right. Here's some more gear. Here's a very Uber keyboard. Anybody notice anything wrong with this keyboard? Missing anything? Yeah, the labels. Numbers, letters. It's actually sunken in, too, so you actually have to get your fingers curled in there. Which, all things considered, if this hacker uses this keyboard without any numbers and any letters, and he's got to curl his fingers on the inside, and he types as fast and as accurately as he does, he's lead. All right. How about this workstation from the movie Game Over? How's that look? It's good to me. It's about the size of it. Post-it notes everywhere. Machines on the side. Junk food everywhere. Looks good. How about this one? Yeah? Let's get a vote on this one. How many people for lead? Anybody for lame? You're learning. Here it is in real life. Same gear, different mount. Holy crap, there's unclassified stickers on there. Where they got those? I love the desktop. You guys see the desktop? It's the General Lee. It's on an import with a Japanese flag, and Lee is spelled L-I. Just rocks. Okay, so what's wrong with this picture? There's a couple things. He's smiling. Yeah, that's... Hackers just don't look that goofy. I'm sorry. I have a point to prove here, but I got to draw the line. What else? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about that DVD player that doesn't have any cables plugged in? All right. Now, we're getting there. Hold on. Notice the headgear. He's got the headgear and two monitors. Multitasking. He's like taking it to another level. He's watching the stuff in the heads-up display and two monitors at the same time. All right, now let's talk about this little device with some stuff missing. First of all, this is a CD player, okay? And it's spitting out a floppy disk. Now, right when he hits the button, the floppy disk comes out and it says no disk. So what he has here is a CD player that he's hacked into a floppy drive that's wireless. Yes, it is. All right. How about this one? I love this. This is a good one. This is insanely great. It's got a 28.8 BPS modem. All right. How many people for leet? Yes. How many people for lame? Anybody have a problem with this? 28.8 BPS modem. That's 28.8 baud, right? There's a problem here. So how many people want to vote again? How many people for lead? How many people for lame? All right, you got some stuff to learn. Here's a frugal search for 28.8 BPS modems. They're cheap. Yeah, this is a hard sell because even frugal knew. cell. All right, I'm going to keep going, though. I love this quote. I find VR to be so much more satisfying than the old emoticon. Okay, now hold on. He's comparing VR to sideways smiley faces made with punctuation marks. I mean, I don't even know what the parallel is there. Is that like taking all the graphics from like Warcraft and making them into punctuation? So you play the game, but everybody looks like punctuation marks and you move around. That's like somewhere in the middle. And then you get VR. I don't know. But anyway, with the new codec and the mega modems with compression, it's also lifelike. It's a good quote. So let's vote. How many people for Lee? You're learning. How many people for lame? All right. See, less people are committing because they're afraid. Go up strong, man. Go with your feelings. All right. So here we go back to frugal. Mega modems with compression. Cisco sells a model for $20,000. I don't know how much your modem cost. Yours was probably free. It like came built in. Not this guy. He's got to drop like 21 grand on his. So, right on. Some movies like Enemy of the State get the gear pretty right. You know, here's a lock-picking gun. Not too bad. Dead on. This is a Canon lens, Canon long-range lens on a camera, right, with a parabolic mic. I mean, that's not bad. I have a lot of respect for Enemy of the State. All right, we're going to switch to a video clip.
Man, you don't have to retinal scan me to retinal scan me, do you? Oh, yeah.
I find VR so much more satisfying than the old emoticon. I mean, with the new codec and the mega modems with compression. I mean, it's also lifelike. That's in the old emoticon. Mega modems with emoticon with compression. It's also lifelike. That's,
oh, yeah.
Lifelike. That's,
it's insanely great. It's insanely great. It's got a 28.8 BPS modem.
It's also lifelike. That's,
oh, yeah.
It's also lifelike. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get a little more technical. I mean, this is a technical conference after all. Now this is sort of sensitive stuff because what I'm teaching you here is secrets of the Hollywood hacker, all right? And this is one of the many secrets that you're going to have to learn to throw down in Hollywood, okay? First thing you're going to have to learn about is stealth, all right? So let me work you through some of the various elements of stealth. First of all, let's talk about jump off points, okay? Here's the quote. I got 6 jump off points set up, all right? If someone tries to track you, it'll take them 3 minutes to get here. Let's vote. How many people for Lee? How many people for lame? Okay, all right, let me help you out here. Jump off points. Here's a diagram. You start at the source on the left here. You take jump 1, jump 2, you get to your target. Each one in the middle is a jump off point. So you don't connect directly to the target, you connect through jump off points, all right? Each jump off point gives you 30 seconds of protection, all right? 30 seconds, and here's what it looks like. Looks like right there. Now you can actually take your jump off points beyond what we traditionally think of our normal jump-off points. You can take them to other networks. So, for example, you can jump from off the internet over to Merck Global, to Mintel, and HK Bell, that's over in Hong Kong, all right, over to Pacific Bell. So you get your jump-off points to different networks, all right, 30 seconds for each one. Follow all that? Want to vote again? How many people for Lee? How many people for lame? All right. How many people use Firefox? Show of hands. All right, good. This is version 1.5. Here is the configuration screen from 1.5. You guys should really look into the browsers you use, because there it is, right there. Configure internet jump off points. I mean, if you just read your own software, you know, you'd probably be better at what you do. That's why you're not in Hollywood. All right. How about this one? This is a lesson in stealth. This is lesson 2, and it's an easy one. Always deactivate the satellite tracking. You're trying to be stealthy. It makes perfect sense. Deactivate the satellite tracking, right? So let's take a vote. How many people for lead? How many people for lame? You guys are learning. All right, here you go. Here's one way to disable the satellite tracking. This is in Linux. This is the predict program. You can predict satellite passes. Look at solar illumination predictors, single satellite tracking mode. You can actually disable the satellite tracking through here. This is how you do it in Linux. But everybody knows how to do this, right? I mean, because it's in Linux. Let me drop an O-Day on you. All right, this is unannounced. You got to keep it on the real. Hush, hush about that. I get in trouble for this. All right, but here's how you disable the satellite tracking through Amazon. All right, it's like Google hacking, but it's different. All right, you go to Amazon and you do a search for satellite. This is actually Toshiba's model. This is the Toshiba satellite. Once you get it into your cart, you actually go in there and order it. And once you're done, you can track your recent orders. So once you go in there, you can actually disable the tracking for your satellite. iHackAmazon.com. All right, so you guys are getting the hang of this. What do you think about this one? Friendly. It is friendly. Well, what we're doing here is we're telnetting to an email address. Well, let's get a vote. How many people for lead? How many people for lame? Okay. The people that think it's lame, how many of you have ever seen a hacker telnetting to an email address in your IDS logs? Got quiet in here. So obviously this stealth technique works very well. Some more advice if you're trying to be quiet. Don't hack a bank across state lines from your house. You get nailed by the FBI. Good advice. Good stealth advice. All right. Now, how about this one? UWBs are relays in a closed comm net. Now, pay attention. They carry multiple messages, even decoys. Makes them invisible. UWBs, relays, closed comm net, invisible. Stealth. I don't want to get too deep into the technical stuff, so let's just review. First of all, use jump off points. You get 30 seconds for each hop. Hop off the internet, use Firefox, go over to HK Bell. Deactivate the satellite tracking, use Amazon if you need to. Don't telnet to ports, always telnet to email addresses. Never show up on the IDS. Don't hack banks across state lines, and for God's sakes, use a closed comnet with multiple messages and decoys. If you're just using the closed comnet and you only have one message, you're screwed. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about incident response. You know, people that have had hackers break into their system probably would like a little advice from Hollywood. So let's talk incident response Hollywood style. Multiple choice. You've got a hacker. Should you A, insist on more strenuous action? B, flag it, run a trace, put it on a code priority? C, echo 23 to see what's up. D, try to go to emergency override. E, error out the emergency system. F, terminate the diagnostic. G, switch to auxiliary. Or H, all of the above. All right. So let's review. Here's your A, insist on more strenuous action. Those hackers try to get into our system again. At this point, I insist you take more strenuous action. Step one. Step two, hacker, could be, flag it, run a trace, put it on a code priority. Good advice. Here's your C, let's echo 23, see what's up. Here's your D, can't you go to emergency override? Liked that one. Now, this, I really felt sorry for that guy because he has his boss leaning over his shoulder. You know, the boss is like, hey, we got a hacker, you know. So it's like, you got this hacker that's broken into your system. It's so bad that the boss shows up, right? The boss is over your shoulder. You're trying to deal with this situation, okay? Your monitor goes out. right? So you can't even look at your monitor. Everything pops up behind you. Like, this is... kind of crap is this? You know, I don't even get a monitor. And then the boss shows up. He's like, what are you doing about this hacker? And the boss offers some advice. Can't you go to emergency override? And what are you going to say? I don't even have a freaking monitor. Here's your E, error out the emergency system. This is what Trinity did. Error, emergency system failure. It's one good way to deal with it. F, terminate the diagnostic. I've got an intruder. I'm terminating the diagnostic. This seems a little counterintuitive at first. I think what you're really doing is you're freeing up memory for your strike back system. Don't need the diagnostics. Just flip everything to the strike back system. Let it ride. How about this one? Switch to the auxiliary. Now, this is the same poor fool who had no monitor a second ago. Now, his lights are out. He's got this one monitor that flipped to, like, you know, character mode behind him in the dark. And he's switching to auxiliary because he doesn't know how stable the connection is. I think he just said that to the boss. But in reality, if you look really close at the monitor that's up there, I think we can see what's wrong with his connection. Anybody tell what that is? It's like an autoexec.bat file. So I think the problem with his connection is that he's running DOS. Try to troubleshoot. All right, the proof is in the pudding. Here comes the video clip.
Those hackers.
Hacker?
Hackers tried to get into our system again.
Hacker?
Could be.
Flag it, run a trace, run a trace.
You must be the brains of this operation.
Run a trace. Flag it, run a trace. Put him on code priority, code priority.
At this point, I insist you take more strenuous action. Let's echo 23, see what's up.
You must be the brains of this operation.
Run a trace.
Initiating immediate trace on hacker.
Get an intruder, I'm terminating the diagnostic. Can't you go to emergency override?
Okay, there we are.
Our experts are not as smart as theirs.
Could be.
Switching to auxiliary.
I'm terminating the diagnostic.
Not as smart as theirs.
Flag it, run a trace. Put him on code priority, code priority.
Players in the game, players in the game.
Not as smart as theirs.
Could be.
Our experts are not as smart as theirs. All right. Now, we're not done yet. We've still got some lessons to learn about incident response. Hacker's still there. None of this stuff worked. I mean, even the emergency override. Done. Nothing. Guy's persisting. So, what do you do now? A, use authority. B, treat your network like a Windows box. C, put up an electronic barrier. D, jam it. E, call tech support. Or F, all of the above. All right, here's your A. Use NetForce authority to override now. How many people have ever had to resort to that? It's rare, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Here's your B. What do you do to fix a Windows box? Absolutely. So the answer is pretty simple in this case. What do you do when your network won't respond? Reboot. Here's the quote. No response. I'm going to have to do a full reboot. He ain't talking about his workstation here, folks. He's got like this like one keyboard that's got like three buttons on it. Control, Alt, Delete. Little post-it note that says network, do not press. All right. How about C, put up a barrier. Now, I really like this chick style, right? Because she's obviously a techie because she's talking with technical finesse. Because she's talking about some sort of electronic barrier. Right. Now, there's a lot of things she could have said, like, you or I, we're in Hollywood, right? You're going to flex that technical muscle, right? Be like, yeah, we should put a firewall. We should put up an IPS. Let's get a closed switch in there. But no. She's smart. She says, put up some sort of electronic barrier, right? So, they wander off and they put in a firewall. and the hacker's still there. They come back, they're like, that didn't work. She's like, I didn't say put up a firewall. It's slick. And it's that kind of technical dedication that lands you a spot in Hollywood, right? She's obviously smarter than she looks. All right. How about D? Jam it. So, the guys in the Kevlar are in the hacker's place, and there's the monitor right there, and it's doing all this stuff, and he says, oh no, they're deleting already. So the obvious solution to this problem is to jam it. Right? The guy back in the van does it. Alright, here's your E. Call tech support. He's the guy with the long hair, the raincoat, and the skateboard. Alright, so let's go to the video clip.
Use NetForce authority to override now.
I'm a cop, and you will respect my authority!
NetForce authority to override now.
No response. We're gonna have to do a full reboot.
Put up some sort of electronic barrier.
She's plugged in. Totally wired.
Electronic barrier.
Totally wired.
Jay, they're deleting already.
Quick, jam it. Jam it.
Never fear. I is here.
Very nice. All right. Angry hackers. Now, let's talk about what happens when Hollywood hackers get angry. It happens to the best of us, right? Get a little ticked off. Things aren't going right, right? You're browsing the online sex port. Next thing you know, you got to go to emergency override, right? Get a little ticked off. Got your mojo all beat up a little bit. You're going to get ticked. Fortunately, you got some options. First one, virus. Step one. You get ticked in Hollywood and you're a hacker, you got to go with the virus. Now, these hackers are going to launch the Da Vinci virus. Yeah. Not much style. I mean, it was, what, like the 80s, right? The Da Vinci virus, what is that? So lame. So, modern day hackers know much better. Like this guy. Other than the look on his face, which just speaks to the unspeakable power of what he just said. My retrovirus would have wiped them out. His retrovirus. I think he caught a retrovirus. Right. Now, I was really ticked off because I wrote this really hot code, flexing my coding skills. And I'm seeing all this suspicious activity, Hollywood messing with my system, right? Next thing I know, I got a retrovirus. My code disappears. It's deleted. I tried to jam it. Nothing worked. My code disappeared. And a year later, this movie comes out. And I'm like so pissed off. But, all right. Can anybody tell me what this code does? Yeah, it runs die mainframe die. It's a very specialized script which kills the mainframe. What's the script waiting for? So, no sooner does my code disappear from my box, evil Hollywood hackers, than the movie comes out. Anybody remember the movie? The Net? And what happens? You push the escape key, and the mainframe dies. I was so pissed. Sandra Bullock has, like, the starring role. I'm like, that should have been me. Sucks. All right, so angry hackers. Hackers get mad about spam. I mean, everybody gets mad about spam, but hackers especially, because it's just like taunting you. It's like just on the edge of your technical ability. You know, you don't want to dedicate the time to deal with it, but Hollywood hackers deal with it head on. For example, this guy uses the Floatsome virus to redirect all his spam to the Net Police. That's hardcore. All right, let's vote on this one. How many people for leet? How many people for lame? The tides are turning. Here you go. Here's Gmail. First to market with all of the cool features. This is the spam section of my Gmail. Notice the button. Use Floatsome virus. Yep. So So you check them all, you use the Flotsam virus, and then you click this button. Use the Flotsam virus, forward to NetPolice. Gmail thinks of everything. It's hardcore. Hollywood gets it right again. All right, speaking of spam, I love this quote. This is from that same Bruce Sterling book, The Zenith Angle. We're attacking that Iridium satellite. First of all, how hardcore is that? All right, so the guy says, and this is the logical thing to ask when you realize somebody's hacking an Iridium satellite, right? Don't people miss the internet when you throw it up into space? Okay, well, I'm skipping some parts in the middle, but this is the gist of the thing. The guy says, "Now don't worry, it's all spam. I'm attacking the satellite with laser spam." Now, I granted, I could be accused of taking it out of context, but you know, that's a quote right there. I am attacking the satellite with laser spam. All right, so let's get a vote. How many people for leet? How many people for lame? Ooh. Remember what I'm teaching you here, all right? Because here's Gmail again. It's my spam folder. Beam into space. Laser. All right, so you select all your mail and you beam it into space. Actually, in all seriousness, Google had an even better idea of what to do with the spam than I did. It's right here. Actually make some creamy spam broccoli casserole. Thought that was awesome. Anybody here ever had creamy spam broccoli casserole? Not sure what spam tastes like. You forward it from your mailbox and cook it. Don't know what that's about. All right, let's go to another one here. Oh boy, pressure's on, the boss is over your shoulder, and the hacker that you're trying to keep out of your system found an override tap. It happens. It happens to the best of us. And the hacker's computers may be back up. Now, fortunately for this guy, his boss is Bill Gates, you know, or supposed to be Bill Gates, right? And he's got a great solution. His solution is to run an override algorithm. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. They get an override tap, duh, run the override algorithm, all right? So, got to go back and forth with it because you can't let your boss have the last word, so you got to one-up him. I'm going to run the super override program. That was a great idea I had. All right, let's go to the video clip.
But they're hackers. But don't worry. All we have to do is launch the Da Vinci virus. The Da Vinci virus.
That's impossible.
The Da Vinci virus.
Use the Flotsam virus. Use the Flotsam virus to redirect all spam to the NetPolice.
That's impossible. My retrovirus would have wiped them out. My retrovirus would have wiped them out.
I gave it a cold. I gave it a virus. I gave it a cold. I gave it a virus. Computer virus. Virus.
So what we need from you, Stanley, is a worm. The worm.
The worm and a virus?
The worm. The retrovirus.
Virus.
The Da Vinci virus.
Plot thickens. Thickens.
My retrovirus would have wiped them out. Unless, you know, they had our manual memorized and factored. Memorized and factored, which would only take a couple of years.
Forgot about that last part. I mean, that's the thing with hackers. They're resilient, right? You never count on them memorizing and factoring your manual. All right. Let's wrap up with a few hacker challenges. All right. Now, this is the really hardcore stuff, hardcore technical stuff. You're going to have to be in the zone. All right. Remember, these are Hollywood hackers we're dealing with. All right. This is actually hacker challenge number one. So, hypothetically, I mean, say you're distracted. I mean, I'm not going to be real specific, but you know what happens. I mean, you don't even really have to have ADD to get distracted sometimes. It happens, right? He's obviously, I mean, look at his face. He's distracted. All right, so you're a distracted hacker. We'll leave it at that. And here is your challenge. You have 60 seconds to break into this. How many people saw the movie? All right, so you guys know the solution, right? You know know what he did. Now, let's vote on the solution. Was the solution LEET? Let's try again. Was it LEET? Or lame? Ooh. Couple strikes. Some people will never learn. I mean, maybe it's the presentation skills going downhill or something, but, you know, some people... All right, first of all, let's look at this. Restricted access only, Department of Defense. Uh-huh. 128-bit DES encrypted security. What? What key length do you guys use? Bet you didn't even know there was 128-bit DES. DOD rewrote it. So it ain't even regular DES, but all right, let's get on to the solution. First, you need to crack DES, right? That's your first problem. You gotta crack DES. Now, some people use Perl. I like doing everything in shell. You know, it's just me. Or awk. But C seems to be pretty mainstream. So you need to crack DES, and you probably need a C program. So how might you find that? Oh, thank you. All right, so here's the Google search. Cracking dash DES file type C. First hit. First hit is from wiretap.net, the cryptography section under cracking DES. This little thing called search.c. Curious. Let's look at the code after we get the call. Here's the code. See the code. Feel the code. Love the code. All right, got it? That's the code. Now, let's flip to the screenshot. Long, read config, char star, config, file spec, char buffer, 200, int base port equals negative 1. Well, holy crap. So, while this guy's distracted, he has, like, Google in his brain. Now, let's just assume for a second you have Google in your brain. Are you even going to be able to type the query in this guy's situation? Probably not. Not only does he type in the query and get the result at the speed of light, he types the exploit into the compiler, runs it, cracks DES under 60 seconds. So what do you think? LEET? Yeah, I think so too. All right, back to that Bruce Sterling book, talking about hacker skills. When he runs out of all the Windows holes he knows, then he'll start with his complete list of Unix vulnerabilities. Complete list. And he tries them all, cookbook style, manually. Look at him backspacing there. Now, granted, you know, it's a little brute force-ish, you know. I mean, I'm a little pickier, you know. When I'm typing out my exploits manually, I usually type like one. But this guy, not only is he typing all of them, he's got them all memorized. Typing them manually, and the response from the guy he's talking to is my response. Wow. It's a great book. You should read it sometime. All right. How about another challenge? So what we need from you, Stanley, is a worm, a hydra, actually, a multi-headed worm to sniff out digital footprints across an encrypted network. I can't tell you how close I was to submitting a talk about that. The implications of a multi-headed worm designed to sniff out digital footprints across an encrypted network. And then, like, the whole thing is blah, 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 blah. I just, like, throw all this technical stuff out there, and, like, 99% of the people would be so utterly confused they'd, like, show up to figure out what the heck that was. All right. So even this hacker's challenge is just very dubious. So let's get a vote. What do you think of the solution? How many people for lead? How many people for lame? It's getting better. All right, well, let me show you how this works. First of all, you launch your worm generator tool, version 1.2. Hackers that know their stuff know that version 1.2 is really the only version to use. The other ones are buggy. Now, let's take a second and look at this screen, though. There's some stuff on the left. Can anybody tell me what the stuff on the left is? We got some IP stuff, yeah? It's the output from an actual tool. Does man in the middle. Like Hunt? Yeah, it's Hunt. All right, so that aside, let me take you through how this actually works. I'm going to show you how to build this worm. Try to hang on, it's very technical. First thing you do is you assemble your replicator objects. All right, if your replicator objects aren't assembled, you're hosed. All right? So, and the other thing to note here is that this is all object-oriented. This isn't, you know, stupid, like, function stuff. And, you know, this is all objects. So assemble your replicator objects, first thing. Next thing you want to do is something with a password file. There's going to be a password file involved in the multi-headed worm because sniffing out digital footprints across an encrypted network is probably going to need that. So what the hell? Just throw it in. Here's password file stuff. It's an actual password file, which is good. So we'll throw that in there. We'll drink. Drink a little bit. And then what we'll do is we'll assemble the port scan objects, right? What good is a worm without a port scan object? Remember to assemble it, all right? And then we'll assemble our crypto algorithm. Now, this ain't no ordinary algorithm. This is an algorithm with soul. This ain't no white guy dancing algorithm, right? This is algorithm. I mean, it's one thing to, like, throw down code, but to throw it with style. All right? So what we do is drink a little bit more and assemble our transmitter objects. The worm needs to transmit, right? So there you go. Got your transmitter objects. And then we'll actually compile all the objects. See, we're getting closer. We will drink a little bit more. Stand up because we have to go to the bathroom so bad from drinking so much. And here is the finished product. Look at that. Multi-headed worm to sniff out digital footprints across an encrypted network. I mean, I could have just made the talk digital footprints in an encrypted network. That sounds like a black hat talk to me. It's like, wow, what is that? No clue. But here's what it looks like in action. All right, sent out. So you see up top here we have the IP source and IP destination. All right, something good for a worm to have. You have your port 22. You have your port 120, which is also important to have in there. You've got your routing address. You've got trace route. You've got the password database query. You've got network access. You've got your security sector. You've got a patch finder. Ooh. Does something with patches. Worm. We can wait. All right. Hacker challenge number 3. You have 30 minutes to learn the encryption. It's the first part of the challenge. All right. So you got 30 minutes to learn the encryption. Where are you going to go? There you go. All right. Let's go there. Learn the encryption. First hit. How stuff works. How encryption works. All right. Very good. All right. And steal a code called Livewire. So what do you think? Lead? Or lame? All right, well, if you got to steal some codes, what better place to go? Here's a Livewire. This is obviously what they're talking about. This is the Whetstone tool, Livewire Investigator. It's like law enforcement only, like forensic stuff. You can see why they want the code, right? So first of all, the Livewire thing is real. Here's the Google query. Livewire serials with a Z. So you go right there. There's the code for Livewire 3.2. Okay. That was easy. Hacker challenge number 4. The accounts are encrypted with a 1024-bit cipher. Even I can't break through the firewall. All right, this is I think your last chance to vote, so let's go up strong. How many people for Leet? How many people for Lame? Jeez, man. Can't count it as 100% success, but all right, here we go. Here's how it works. This isn't so hard. First thing I do is SSH into my firewall. So I'll SSH into my firewall, throw my password in there. I will check the key length of my GPG ring there. See, I got a 1024-bit length. All right, so I've got a 1024-bit cipher. Remember, I'm in my firewall, 1024-bit cipher. I'm going to encrypt the accounts with my 1024-bit cipher. The accounts are in Etsy password, right? So I'm going to encrypt Etsy password, and I'm going to overwrite Etsy password with the encrypted version. Encrypted the accounts with a 1024-bit cipher. And then I hack-proof the firewall, flush the rule table, add a rule to drop everything coming in. Now, I had this all figured out. The accounts are encrypted. Firewall's hack-proofed. Even I can't get through the firewall. But the weirdest thing happened when I threw that last command, and I still can't figure it out. I just lost my session. That sucked. Okay, and then there's this whole string of stuff that, like, I couldn't even categorize because it was just so incredibly bad. So I will just call this a purely moronic stringing together of words.
In a purely moronic stringing together of words that many of the studios term as prose.
Drex was the first of its kind to convert data directly into holographic plates.
Drex was converting all digitally stored data into DAG and 12 energy pulses.
How the hell can it store that much?
Lots of key info running through the brain chain link. In fact, the last UWB may have leaked some highly confidential info.
We own them.
I didn't think it was possible with all the safeguards.
All they have to do is shut off the usual data stream, and replace it with one of their own.
That's not entirely accurate.
Oh, passwords, system grids, all your tricks.
Universally stupid, man.
You the two idiots who hacked my system? I used to hack. Then I got a life. See, I learned to respect programmers instead of being an antisocial loser.
Well, he just broke through all your security systems, so I guess that makes him a smarter loser than you are.
That's just what it all boils down to, isn't it? Just gotta be a smarter loser than the other guy. Alright, so thanks to God for the gift of life, my family for the gift of love, and my kids for the gift of laughter. Thanks to my friends for filling in the blanks. Thanks for you guys for standing and cramming into this room. A couple last words. I'm gonna post the media list when I get back from the trip. I'll post it on my website, johnny.ihackstuff.com, so that you guys can take full advantage of just all of this fun. Also, don't forget on my main page we have links to Amazon to help out the Uganda Fund. Also, guys, fill out those feedback forms if you want to try to get maybe a bigger room next year.